As candidates and political parties try to get out the vote on Election Day, there's another group working to make sure that once people get to their polling place, they have the tools they need to cast a ballot. Brett Dahlberg has this story from WXXI's Inclusion Desk.
Erica Jones works at Rochester's Center for Disability Rights. She says Election Day is a tough one for her.
It's one of the most stressful days of my year. It is a big day, not even just with making sure that everyone is able to vote, but the fact that we have so many local races going on.
Jones tracks complaints about polling places that aren't equipped to help people with disabilities and tries to find solutions. She says one of the most common problems happens when people need to use special voting machines to register their choices. Those machines could be hooked up to a headset to play audio instructions, or a straw that registers sips and puffs for people who are unable to push buttons. But to be useful, there has to be someone at the polling site who knows how they work.
A big barrier is the poll workers may not even know how to use the ballot marking device. You can't expect every disabled person coming in to know how to use it.
Tom Ferrazzi at the Monroe County Elections Board says poll workers are trained on those machines yearly, but they're used so rarely that by the time Election Day rolls around, workers might be out of practice. Jones says the county's done a better job showing voters which polling sites are in accessible buildings in this election than in previous years, but she's still expecting to field a good number of calls from discouraged voters.
Oh, it's incredibly frustrating. I would love to have confidence that everything is going to go well and everyone's going to be able to vote appropriately. If everything goes right this election, then maybe my opinion will change.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.